The reason the last time I spoke to y'all, I served you. Yeah, you got that good subpoena. Got that summons. The reason for a subpoena is because there's something that you have seen that we need to bear record of. You're not subpoenaed, or you're not called, or you're not summoned if you hadn't seen anything. Are y'all hearing me? So the very fact that you get a subpoena means that you've seen something. I ain't gonna lie, when I got mine, I forgot what I saw. I had to call and see, well, what do they want me? What do they want with me? You know what happened? I know I ain't do nothing wrong. I started looking up the names. Me and the kids started looking up the names of the people on the case. I said, I don't know this person. I don't know what was going on, but it was connected to something else that had happened. And somebody broke into my truck and stole some things. And it was all connected. But they call on you because you saw something. Wow. They call on you. Watch this. You are subpoenaed. You are summoned. You are demanded of because we need you to testify. Everybody say testify. Yeah. Now, some of y'all thought your testimony started when you had a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about our day when we got saved and when he called us out of the streets. And you think that's your testimony. But your testimony begins, what you have seen began way before that. Mm-hmm. You believe your consciousness started when you got here on earth, but it started before then. I can prove it because in Jeremiah, he says, before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. Okay, hold on. We're going Bible, right? Before you was formed in the belly, I knew you.
That's right. Amen.
Before you came out the womb, I ordained you. So that means you didn't do anything to be ordained. It wasn't of yourself, it was the gift of God.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
So there is something that was going on with me before I knew something was going on with me. You know, it's kind of, and I just thought of this when I walked out, it's kind of funny how you can't remember what went on when you was 1 year old. No. People be lying, talking about, yeah, that was, I remember swimming in the belly and all, yeah, whatever. Like, you can't, but were you, did you exist? Yeah. Hold on, let me ask a question. Were you 1 year old before?
Yes.
Come on, can I get a loud amen? So that means you were alive and existing when you were one, but just because you don't remember it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Just because you don't remember it doesn't mean that you wasn't here alive on this earth. Sometimes somebody got to testify of what you was doing. They say you was bad and you was this and that. But just because you don't remember it don't mean it didn't exist. So your consciousness, watch this, began before you got here. God had a plan before you got here. Come on, say God had a plan before I got here. Come on, say it again. Say God had a plan before I got here. I want to say it again. Say God had a plan before I got here. Now, when I'm talking about here, I want to make it clear what we're talking about. I'm talking about planet Earth. Before you broke ground, which they call birth. Come on, say your birth date. Say the day you were born. Come on. The birth date and the year. Come on, and the year. Yeah. God had a plan. He had set it up already. Right? When we get here, we start thinking about stuff, then we start coming up with our own plans. Many are the plans of the man, but the end thereof is death, huh? We come up with our own plans, or we get plans projected on us because of where you're from, or what you look like, or your skin color, right? And you get these plans. But there was a plan before you knew there was a plan. So the reason that there isn't a subpoena or a summoning is because you saw something. You knew something, and you were aware of something, and that's why you were sent. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? In earth, as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Well, how is it going to be in earth as it is in heaven unless you bring it here?
That's right. Yeah.
That's true.
Amen.
That's
right.
Yes, sir.
That's true. Ooh, that's good.
See, we weren't, you're not here to be settling and surviving.
No.
A lot of our prayers and a lot of our confessions are based on trying to fix something that's already here or trying to handle a problem that you think you have. You don't have no problems. You were sent as the answer to all the problems. Listen to what I'm saying. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
You were sent here for a reason. I'm getting ahead of myself. The apostolic, the apostle, the way they define the apostle, they call it a sent one.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay. It's a sent one. It's a messenger.
Yes.
It's somebody that's sent with a message.
That's right. Yes.
Y'all got it? So if the apostle is a sent one, then the apostolic is about the sent ones.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody say amen again.
Amen.
So say I am apostolic. So if I'm apostolic, that means I'm claiming, I'm admitted that I'm a sent one.
Yes.
Say,
I am
a sent one.
Yes.
This is the words agenda and portal, and I wrote a couple of them down. We the government. A lot of these words that go with the apostolic, the agenda and the government and portals and sent. Right?
Yes.
The apostle is a sent one to show you how to function as a sent one.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't know that you're a sent one, I'm not talking about. Hold on. Don't go to you all the world and preach the gospel yet. Don't go. Just the fact that you're here on earth.
Yeah.
You were sent here for a reason. Come on, say I was sent here for a reason.
Yeah.
Say it again. Say I was sent here for a reason. There is something that God programmed in you before He sent you here. Just like a seed is programmed.
Yes. Come on.
Every seed is programmed to bear fruit after its kind.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of seed that is, you don't plant an apple seed and get oranges.
No.
If you plant apple seeds, you get an apple tree, you get apples. Because it is programmed for apples. Listen.
Yeah.
Right. But you can't have no good fruit salad without all the fruit. Every joint supplies.
Yeah.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yeah.
There is something that is programmed in you as a seed of God. Say, I am
a seed of God.
So there is something that is programmed in you as a seed of God. And when you are dropped down into this earth, it is expected for you to bear that same kind of fruit.
Yes.
Are you seeing me?
Yes.
Now, the enemy tricks us and gets us to have this fight, this battle. It's not a battle. It's already done.
Yes.
Yeah, you've already won.
Yeah. That's right.
No, I'm telling you the truth. This is not a future faith confession. You've already won.
Yes.
The very fact that you are here means you won already.
Yes, sir.
But if I can get you to forget and I can get you to not think and get you not to know that you're sent here, then you'll be acting like you just exist here. And somebody gotta come and deliver you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been delivered.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Ooh,
thank you.
No. See, I have been delivered. No. You ever got a package delivered to you?
Yes, sir.
You ever got something dropped off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been delivered. You're the package.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm gonna show y'all. The word of God allows us to find ourselves. We don't go into the word of God looking for a principle. We look for a person.
Come on, girl.
We look for a personality. We look for the identity. We look for what the word of God is telling me that I am.
Yes.
Who is he telling me that I am?
Yeah.
Many times we go working principles, but the principles are empty because we have no personality behind it. In the name of Jesus literally means in the character of Jesus.
Yes,
are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we'll go there real quick. I want to get ahead of myself. Ephesians chapter 4. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm gonna start reading before you get there. I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Yes.
Who's called?
Oh, no,
say I am.
I.
Come on, say it louder. Say I am.
I.
Come on, say it again. Say I am.
I.
Now, when you hear the word called, I need you to understand that word vocation as well. Stop looking up there.
That's right.
Come on.
When you get called, that don't mean you're about to be up here preaching.
Come on, child.
Preachers ain't the only people called.
That's right.
Do you realize that the apostolic is not a church situation?
Yes, sir. good.
The apostolic is governmental.
Yes, yes, sir.
That means there's apostolic in the medical field.
Yes. Yes.
There's apostolic in the entertainment industry.
Yes.
There's apostolic in the financial industry.
Yes.
There's apostolic in the education, in the design, in the creative. You name the industry, there's government shifting.
Yes.
Jesus is establishing government in all places.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, the apostolic is not a church. And we act like that sometimes. You know, we good Christians act like we try to put everything in a box for us. No, 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 the apostolic is outside these walls. So when you're functioning in apostolic, now the apostolic means a sent one, right? That means you are sent into that industry to change it.
Yeah.
Do you realize, I'm getting beside myself, do you realize that Jesus did not pick a bunch of preachers to walk with him?
Come on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. The disciples, y'all want to go down the list? Peter was a fisherman.
That's right.
Right? Simon, they call him a zealot. The zealot was like the one that was in the politics and the rebellions. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, Matthew was a tax collector.
Right.
We dealing with the money. Judas was too.
That's right.
He's picking individuals for them to recognize who they are through him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And as you see who you are through him, then go back to your industry and change it into the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
I've seen so many people start preaching and you wasn't supposed to preach. I know some preachers right now that they got churches, and they got nice churches, and the churches, but they're not supposed to be a preacher. They're supposed to be in the marketing.
Come on.
I know they're supposed to do that because I see y'all, you're not supposed to pastor nobody. Not that you're a bad person, but I see your gifting.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
But we didn't whittle it down and put it in a box. Now it's shifting governments. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Now I want to say it again. When you hear called, don't talk about called to preach.
Come on.
That's good.
I want to say it again.
That's good.
It's not just called to preach. Sometimes you're called to talk to people. Sometimes you're called to make some contracts, to write some things down. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not just called for the pulpit.
That's good. That's good.
Listen. With all lowliness and meekness and long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond and peace, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Who's calling?
My.
I can't hear you. Who's calling?
My.
I can't hear you. Who's calling?
My.
My calling. Everybody say, my calling.
My calling.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of, who is above and through and in. Trying to make a point right there, ain't he? But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. How many of us?
Yeah.
Come on, say everyone.
Yeah.
Come on, say I'm part of everyone.
I'm part of it.
Now to everyone.
I'm part of it.
I'm trying to point it out, yeah, but I can't do it.
Come on.
To every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Ain't no special people in the body of Christ.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
I said it. I'm up here preaching. Ain't no special people in the body of Christ. Because every joint supply. Can the eye say he don't need the ear?
Come on. That's right.
Come on, y'all. Go, come on, do some running without them kneecaps.
That's right.
I don't care how good your ankles are. your calves are all strong. Go try to do without them kneecaps. Yeah, praise the Lord without that shoulder. Yeah, yeah. Every joint.
Supply.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch. Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Verse 11, I'm jumping past 9 10. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? The perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints.
Yes.
For the work of the ministry. Ministry means to pass it out.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at you. No, I'm looking at you.
Yes.
Yeah, ministry means to pass it out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all thought ministry was... No, pass it out. Open up your eyes and pass it out.
Yes.
Put your hands down, get up off your knee, and pass it out.
Come on.
That's good.
For the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
For the work of administering what he's given you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm, what he sent you here with. And for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. Verse 13, that till is something. What till mean? It's short, it just means until.
That's right.
Until we all come into, so there's a time in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we should not be doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. This should be going on until we come. There's something that we're coming to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of what?
Son of God.
Why didn't say the knowledge of Jesus right there? He could have said the knowledge of Jesus. He could have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why say the knowledge of the Son of God? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm a son of God.
Yes.
Come on, say it. Say, I'm a son of God. Come on, I know we got ladies in here. I'm a daughter of God. I get it, but you understand the sentiment. I'm a son of God. The son is equal with the father. Make him equal with the father, right? Call God your father. Make him equal. So I come to the knowledge of oneness with God.
That's right. Yes.
Unto a perfect, a mature man, unto the measure of the stature, unto the measure of the stature, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, not a piece of Christ. So it's saying until I measure up to the stature of what Christ looked like. When they see me, they see the Father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. Say it. Can we get scared? Come on, say, when they see me,
they
see the Father.
They see the Father.
Now, even if you don't believe it right now, say it because I'm telling you to say it. When they see me,
they see
the Father.
They see the Father.
If Jesus said it, I can say it.
That's right. That's right.
He gave me permission.
Yes. That's right.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine, sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things. Uh-huh. We're growing up into what?
Him.
No. Not all things. Don't skip. She skipped the people. See, we're trying to grow up in things. That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad we said that. I'm glad because we're trying to grow up in principles.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to grow up in steps.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to grow up in plans and goals. No, grow up into him.
Yes.
In all things. That sounds like all these things will be added.
Yes.
Are y'all with it?
Yes.
If you're with it, say yeah. Grow up into him in all things, which is ahead, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to effectual working. Everybody say effectual working.
Effect.
Not just working.
Effectual.
Because you could be working against if it's not effective. The effectual working in the measure of every part make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in
love.
Go over to John chapter 8. I remember now the apostles are sent one. So the apostolic is about the sent ones. Are y'all hearing me? If you apostolic, that means I'm a sent one. Say, I'm a sent one.
I'm a sent one.
Come on, say it again. I'm a sent one.
I'm a sent one.
Well, say it again. Say, I am a sent one.
I am a sent one.
Oh, got to find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to John, that was 8-7. Go to John 14 because I want to clear some up real quick just so, and you've heard this before, but go to John chapter 14 just so I don't have any judgmental thoughts trying to judge me tonight on what we're saying. Sometimes our greatest judgmental thought comes from the inside of our own head. We start hearing things about I'm sent from heaven, I'm sent from God, I'm sent here with a plan, and in your mind tell you, no, you're not. Don't you know you're from God's mom? Y'all know what happened. Everybody say amen. Soon you start talking that God talk, talking that Jesus talk, that little thing in your head start talking about, I don't know if I believe all that. Then you try to find scriptures on why it's not. I already know how it go. I be hearing it. I be hearing the minds. I can hear the minds in the room. John chapter 14, verse 12. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Verse 20, and that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I'm in you. Now, between those two scriptures, Jesus has just given me the green light to say anything that he say.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Green light. Jesus has just given me the green light to say anything he say, to do anything he do, and to step in and have rights just like he got.
That's right.
In the day, you're going to know that I'm in the Father and you in me. So if he in the Father and I'm in him, then that means we both in the Father.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He that believeth on me, the works that I do, so he do also, and greater works.
Yes, sir.
All right, so now we got the green light. Everybody say we got the green light. Come on, say we got the green light. Come on, say
I can say
whatever Jesus says. I can do whatever Jesus does. However Jesus stands,
that's how I stand.
If he say God is his Father, then God is my Father. If that makes him equal with God, that makes me equal with God. Don't get scared now. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. God is not nervous about your equality with him. God is not egotistical.
Come on.
He has no reason to have ego.
No.
Why would God have, he create, you breathe it because of him. Why I'm trying to prove to you that I'm good. Sometimes we worship him like he got ego though. And trying to tell, he know he good already. Y'all got me? He's not God trying to hold him back because I don't know. They going to think they too big of themselves. And they going to think, no. That's not how he acting. He's not holding anything back from us.
Come on.
God is holding nothing back from me. Say it.
God is holding nothing back.
Say it loud again. Say, God is holding nothing
back from me.
So now I got the green light. So now I need to understand. And I'm gonna help some of our confession tonight. I need to understand that I'm a sent one. That God had a plan. There are things embedded in my soul that can only come through my soul. Listen. There's things embedded in your soul that God had intention about. And we get deceived and we get told another thing. Sometimes we get deceived with spirituality and get deceived and get on a side road or something. And we're not being who God sent us here.
Come on.
To be. Now let me make you understand something. We all need it from each other.
That's right.
It is imperative that I understand that I'm a sent one. If I don't understand that I'm a sent one, then I'll be a wanderer. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what God is doing and never yielding to the fact that I'm sent.
Come on.
Yeah. Yielding to the fact that I'm sent. Come on, say, I am sent. Come on, say, I'm a sent one. We're going to change our affirmation tonight. Jesus, in John chapter 7, go real quick. Jesus is the template, right? Jesus is the template. Jesus is the example. Jesus is the method. He's the way. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he's not talking about just a pathway to get to heaven. He said, I'm the way humans look.
Yeah,
I'm the way that humans are supposed to respond. So a lot of times, we can kind of get off track for this sometimes. A lot of times we need to answer like Jesus answered.
Come on.
Some of these prayers we got don't sound like his. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Some of these things that we confessing don't sound like what Jesus would be asking for.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
And we getting a lot of stuff Jesus don't get either. John chapter 7, verse 28. This word, I didn't even count how many times I hit this over and over again in chapter 7, 8, and 9. But 7, verse 28. He said, then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, he cried out, ye both know me, and you know whence I came, and I'm not come of myself. He that is true, whom you know not. Verse 29. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath
sent.
Come on, say, he has sent me.
Yes.
Now, don't say it like Jesus is saying, like you're reading it in the Bible right now. I want you to say it about yourself. Say, he has sent me.
He has sent me.
Come on, say it with some conviction. Say, he has sent me.
He has sent me.
Flip over to chapter 8. It's good. And the reason I'm going to go over this and we have to do this because a lot of time a recognition is the end of your fighting. Yeah. Recognition. The only reason you're fighting so much and you're in fear, you're worried, or concerned because you just don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You just don't know where you're from. If you knew where you're from, there'd be no worries. Come on. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want you to hear me. If you knew where you're from, there'd be no confusion. Amen. Even in the moments that you don't know what's going on right now, you still have faith and trust in the will of God. Because I know where I'm from.
Yeah.
If you, we talk so much about heaven. Y'all know we talk about heaven. Y'all know we talk about it, huh? And we get all these feelings about how it's going to be in heaven. And we're just trying to live right so we can make sure that we make it, right? Just all these different things. But what if I told you that you come from there?
That's right.
You was already there.
Yeah.
Where else would you come from?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all pick a place. Where else would you think you come from? I come from God.
Come on.
There's a chapter, and I don't have to go there. In Luke 9, he starts talking, and they go to Samaria. They go to Samaritan. Now, if you understand the story, I got to give a little context. They go to talk to Samaritan. Now, Samaritans and the Jews don't fool with each other.
That's right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the Jews think they're better than the Samaritans.
That's
why he made me talk to that woman at the well.
That's right.
And she said, y'all don't be talking to us. Don't be asking for some water. Y'all don't fool with us.
That's right.
So now they go, Jesus about to go, they go to talk to the Samaritans and try to, they say they're going to prepare the way. The disciples are going to try to prepare the way for Jesus because he's supposed to come over there, but it looked like he about to go to Jerusalem. So they weren't trying to hear what they were saying. The Samaritans say, we ain't trying to hear that.
Uh-huh.
So the disciples get mad. They come back to Jesus and say, what you want to do? You want us to call fire down? Now they know they couldn't call no fire down. Disciples, they couldn't, anyway. But they start saying, you want us to call fire down because they're not listening to us. And Jesus makes a statement. He says, he rebukes them.
Yeah.
And he said, you don't know what spirit you are of. It's right there in Luke 9. Luke, just write it down. You can go read it later. Luke 9:51-55. He said, you can't, for you to say something like that, you don't know what spirit you are of. That means you don't even know where you come from. Because if you knew where you come from, you'd be responding differently.
Yeah, that's good.
Y'all heard what I said?
Yes.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
Yeah, if I knew where I came from,
I'd
be responding differently.
I
wouldn't be praying all these prayers of fear.
Come on.
And I start praying in tongues louder because I'm scared of. What are we talking about? You turn the worship music up super loud because you're trying to get off in the spirit somewhere because you're just scared. But you're only scared because you don't know where you come from. And we're gonna read in a minute, and you definitely don't know who with you.
Yeah.
Jesus gave me the green light. Whatever Jesus said, I can say it, right?
Yes.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
If Jesus said it, I can say it. If Jesus is it, I am that as well, right?
Yes, sir.
John chapter 8, verse 14. And I want, matter of fact, I'll start at verse 12. And give a little context. I love to give context because without context, sometimes you can't make context. You can't make contact. You don't know what's going on. It's right after he delivered this woman that was taken in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the word is taken in adultery. That means she didn't get off in adultery. She was taken in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right after this whole story, you read that. Then he comes up. So now they're trying to question him. And they were trying to question him before because they're always trying to catch Jesus up.
Right.
According to their laws and their rules and all that stuff. Verse 12. Right, if he tells the woman, I don't condemn you, in verse 11, verse 12, Jesus speaks to them and said, I am the light of the world. It's a bold statement, ain't it?
Yes.
You know, hindsight, it'd be like, yeah, we know you're the light of the world, Jesus. But at that particular time, that's a bold statement.
Yeah.
That's like me coming in and saying, I'm the light of the world. Y'all would look at me like, boy, apostle better come get this boy. But I am.
Yes.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes, sir.
But I am. No, don't clap for me. Clap for yourself. Say, I am. Come on, say, I am. Come on, say, I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
What he said, let so your light shine.
That's it.
Didn't he say that?
Yes, he
see, you got to pick up the clues of what Jesus is doing.
Yes.
You got to pick up his clues of what Jesus is whoing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is whooing you.
Yes, sir.
He's dropping you breadcrumbs to lead you back to your originality of who you really are.
Preach.
You get it? So he going to say it so you can say it. Because as I said, we got a lot of confessions and affirmations and things that we're doing. Need to put them down and start saying, I know where I come from. He said, watch this. I'm the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Pharisees come and tell him. The Pharisees, I want you to find it. The Bible is a story about you. So sometimes when you see the Pharisees are in your mind. Mm. Mm. Yeah. Sometimes your own thoughts are your own Pharisees. Mm. That thought that tell you that you can't, that's a Pharisee. The thought that tell you it ain't you, that's a Pharisee. He told them, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Because here they come. Thou better reckon of thyself. Thou reckon not true. Now you're trying to tell me I'm lying. Huh? The situation trying to tell me I'm lying. Sometimes the situation to be a Pharisee. Trying to tell me I'm lying. And Jesus answered and said to him, though I bear record of myself, yeah, my record is true.
Yes, it is.
For watch this. Y'all see it?
Yes.
For I know whence I came.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And whither I go. Yes. So I know where I came from and I know where I'm going.
Yes, sir.
You can't tell whether I came or whether I go. I love it. You don't know because you can't see. Because you judge after the flesh. I judge no man. Can we let Jesus preach here tonight? If Jesus can preach, say amen. Watch this. And yet I judge, and my judgment is true, for I'm not alone, but I and the Father that has
sent me.
Come on, say the Father that sent me.
The Father.
Come on, so we can say this. Go back. We can say this. And my judgment is true, for I am not alone. Say, I am not alone. Come on, say it loud. Say, I am not alone. But I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law, verse 17, that the testimony of two men is true. Verse 18, I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that has
sent me
bear witness of me. That sounds like a witness subpoena. Y'all see that? The witness, the subpoena, bear witness. I done sent you for something. It's a witness. He's bearing witness of you.
Yes,
what? I wonder what it looked like if God witnessed on your behalf.
Oh,
God showed up the court and started speaking.
Yes.
My Father bears witness of me.
My father,
look, I'm just standing here. I ain't got to say nothing because he's going to say, y'all remember the transfiguration?
Yes.
And Peter ran off his mouth again, just like we always do. We get to talking when we ain't supposed to be talking and talking about we're going to build three tabernacles. You're not about to build nothing. About to build three tabernacles. And then the voice come out. Jesus don't even have to answer him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Jesus don't even tell Peter, calm down. You always talking. Go sit down somewhere. Just be happy that you're here. Jesus ain't got to say nothing to him because God starts testifying. Yeah. God started testifying. God became a, he started talking out the sky and said, here's my beloved son, hear ye him.
Yes.
Do y'all hear that though?
Yes.
Do y'all hear that though?
Uh-huh.
He's saying the same thing to you.
Yes.
Here's my beloved son, hear ye him. The reason that we don't know who we are a lot of times is because we're not hearing the one that's designed us. We're hearing we get a lot of books and devotionals. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
A lot of books, devotionals, conferences, prayers, this kind of prayer, that kind of prayer, that kind of prayer, this kind of prayer, the prayer over there, and the prayer over there, and the prayer over there, and the prayer over there. And we got all these different things, but we still ain't hearing you him. Because Jesus, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. It's very simple. Everybody say simple.
Simple.
But sometimes when you are conditioned for chaos, you can't see the simple thing. Come on. Everybody say amen. Sometimes when we're conditioned for chaos, this system, cars going everywhere. You got to be on time for work and you got to pay the bill on time and you got to do this and then they got all the stuff on the TV and then they're scrolling on the social media and all this different stuff going on. If you don't do this, and the chaos. So we conditioned for chaos and so we become complicit in chaos.
That's good.
Y'all understand what I mean when I say that? We become functional.
Yeah.
They call some people functional drug addicts. They on drugs, but they functional.
Yeah.
So you will never know that they cracked out right now. You'll never know they high as a kite because they functional. Hey, how you doing? Good evening, good morning, how you doing? God bless you. It's functional.
Yes.
And we laughing, but find yourself.
Yes.
Are you high off this system?
Yes.
And you functional?
Yeah.
You're not producing what God, but we're just functional. So we're just functioning along. We're just functioning along and we know how to just function along.
Oh my.
When God is trying to send something through that portal that you are.
Yeah.
Listen, listen, listen. Verse 23. He started going in. And he said to them, you are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. Now listen to what he's saying. The word world means a system. It's a system that's working together. Now, he's not telling them from their soul that they're from beneath, but you've committed to the beneath. You become one with the beneath. You become one with the system. So because you're one with the system, you're functioning from beneath.
Yes, yes, yes.
I thought the scripture says, I'm the head and not the tail.
Come on.
And what's the next part? I'm above. I thought that's what we'd be saying all the time. But why am I functioning from beneath? Because I've allowed this system to give me my identity. Listen to me. I've allowed this system, I allowed this lower thought, this lower understanding, this lower being to give me my thought. And then it makes me think that thinking I'm like Christ is too far. Wow. Oh, yeah, I feel the thoughts. Yeah, I feel the thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it'll make you feel like you can't think like that. You can't dream like that. You can't expect that to happen. Or somebody else can do it, but not a Reverend such and such can do it. Doctor such and such can do it, but not me. It's the Pharisees in your mind.
That's good.
You know, the only Pharisees you really gotta deal with are the ones in your mind.
Yeah.
I said, therefore, unto you that you shall die in your sins. So if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. You shall die. Watch this. Sin means unalignment. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Missing the mark. Sin is an archery term. That means if somebody's shooting a bow and arrow or they're trying to throw something to hit something, when you sin, they would call it, they probably in those days they would say it regularly and we would think it's crazy. They say, you just sinned because you just missed the mark. Let me bring it to 2025. If somebody's shooting a basketball and they missed a shot, they sinned. Because they missed the mark. They were trying to score, but they missed the mark.
Yeah.
They were off.
Come on.
They were unaligned from getting the ball in the hoop.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
So you'll die in your unalignment.
Mm-hmm.
You'll die in your unalignment and never be aligned to your true identity because you don't believe that I am he. Verse 25, then they said unto him, who art thou? Y'all hear them thoughts? Who you think you are? You got to answer like Jesus. And Jesus said, that even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. He that what?
Sent me.
He that sent me. Say, he that sent me.
He that sent me.
And I speak to those the world those things I heard of him. Then they understood not and spake unto not that he spake unto the Father. Then he said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. Are y'all hearing that?
Yes.
Y'all see that?
Yes.
Come on, say, I can do nothing of myself. Come on, say, I need you to say it about yourself. Say, I can do nothing of myself.
I can do nothing.
But as the Father has taught me, come on, say that again. Say, the Father has taught me.
I
speak those things.
I speak those things.
I'm fixing your talk now.
Yes.
I'm fixing your confession. I'm fixing your language now.
Yes.
As the Father has taught me, I speak those things.
Yes.
I don't say the other things.
Yeah.
I speak those things.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on right now. And he that
sent me.
Oh, what did he say? He that sent me is what?
Sent
Come on, say, he that sent me.
He that sent.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, he that sent me.
He that sent.
First of all, let's go back and let's get our mind together. Let's talk about our, let's talk to our mind again so we can understand. Say, I'm sent here.
I'm sent.
Come on, say, the Father sent me.
The Father sent.
So he that sent me,
so that
is with me.
Is with me. Yes.
With God, all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, he that sent me. Is with me.
Yeah.
So he didn't send me on a suicide mission to try to figure it out on my own. Oh man, I love the Lord. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. That the one that sent me. Yeah, I don't think we understand what we're saying. I don't think we understand what we're saying. I think there should never be another fearful day. There should never be another worryful day. There should never be another confused thing. Even if you can't see past your hand in the fog, you should never be confused.
That's right.
Or never worried about your path, because he that sent me
is
with me.
Yes, yes, sir.
The only reason he that sent me, oh Lord. Do y'all hear what you're saying? That he that sent me is with me. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You don't have to pray to me afar off. Because he that sent me, he's right here. Where you standing at? That's where he's standing at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just because you don't acknowledge it and you don't take benefit from it, that's not his fault. But he that sent me. So I know where I come from. Say it. I know where I come from. And I know where I'm going. Now I want you to hear something. You say, well, I don't really know where I come from. That's not, you say what Jesus said.
That's right. Amen.
Stop letting your own mind be your God.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
Stop letting your own mind be your limitation and tell you what you can and can't say.
That's right.
I know where I come from.
I know where.
Now, I was talking to some friends the other day, and I said, you need to change your affirmation and your confession to this. That I get up and I say, I know where I come from.
I know.
And I know where I'm going.
That's right.
And the one that sent me is with me.
Ooh,
how empowering is that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll never be lost. You can never be lost. If I know where I come from and I know where I'm going and the one that sent me is with me, you mean to tell me my guide is with me?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'll never be lost.
Yes, sir.
There's no worry in this game. So I changed it. So watch this. Sometimes we act like we act because we think we don't know where we come from.
Yeah.
We got to get past the layers of crud and crap that's in our history.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Since you got here, the layers of who your daddy them was and who your mama them was and who failed and what they told you wasn't going to be and what they told you couldn't have and then all these different things and then what city you came from. And then you start looking at your bank accounts and, oh, Lord, this don't look like I'm sent from nowhere. And then you start looking at all this, the doctor, and they're trying to confuse you. No. I know where I come from. Say it.
I know where I'm going.
And the one that sent me
is
with me. Now I got a right to say that because Jesus said it. He's trying to tell me how to talk. He's trying to tell me how to talk. See, when you say this over and over again, it becomes a conviction to you.
Yes, sir.
It begins to pierce past all the crud and the junk that's trying to block your soul from producing.
Yes, sir, that's good.
It's my confession. I heard this. Let me tell you, because I didn't know I was going to be up here. I heard this a few days ago. I don't know, it was a few days ago, it was a couple of days ago. Darius, I don't know, it was a couple of days ago. I said, oh, I'm supposed to be saying that. Because he said it.
Yeah.
Where did I get the stuff that I be saying from? Y'all see the trick?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say what he said.
Right.
If it's read, it's said.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say what he said.
Yeah.
I think he know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Not only do I think he know what he's talking about, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That means the words that he said is who he is.
Yeah.
If the word that he says is who he is, then the words that he says is who I am. I know where I come from.
I
and I know where I'm going. Say it. Some of y'all scared to say it right now. Say, I know where I come from.
I
and I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me
is
with me.
Yeah.
And see, watch this. We often, now we know verse 32. We know verse 31 and 32. And then Jesus said, those Jews, you believed on him. If you continue in my word, how do I continue in his word unless I say what he's saying?
That's right.
What does it mean to continue in his word? You ever thought about it? We say this all the time. We continue in the word, study the word, what are the word? How do I continue in the word? If you continue in my word, you continue to say the things that I say.
Yeah.
The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, right? John 1. Well, if the word was made flesh, then the word is an actual live being, right? Can we say that? Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So if I continue to say what he's saying and continue in his word, then I continue in his identity.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
And the more that I say what he says, the more that I realize who I am.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. The more that I say what he says,
yes.
I'm going to say it again. The more that I say what he says,
yes,
the more that I realize who I am.
Yes. That's right.
I want to say it nice. Cause I know people be getting upset. We say what Solomon said more than we say what Jesus said.
Lord.
We be saying what David said.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all know it, man. Come on. We be saying what Paul said. Who was Paul talking about? He's talking about Jesus. We be saying everything that everybody else said. And then we be putting what Jesus said as a holy grail that only Jesus could have said it, but he told you can say it.
Yes, that's good.
And then we wonder why we don't get the same results. We're trying to get Jesus' results from Solomon's sayings.
That's good.
I know.
That's good.
I try to say it nice.
We be getting.
That's why we get the results that don't look like Christ.
Come on.
Because we're not saying. What he's saying. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Y'all listen. Don't look at y'all. Hear me? It's clear. Is it clear? I'm making sense.
Yes,
yeah. We're saying what he's saying. Jesus, I know.
Who are you?
Come on, say, I know who I am.
I know.
Come on, say, I know where I come from.
I know where
I'm going.
I know where.
And the one that sent me
is with me.
He also said something else in another chapter. I don't have time to go there. He said, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father.
Right.
Come on, say,
as I hear, I judge.
That means when I hear it, I make a judgment. I don't make judgment before I heard it.
Come on.
The time that I need to make a judgment, I got it right there because I am. Say, I am.
I am.
See, I am. I am is all. I am is now faith.
Yes.
Now faith is a substance.
Of things
hoped for, the evidence of things. And now faith, that means if I am, it's not I will be or I was.
I am.
So as I hear, the same time I heard it, I judged it.
Yeah.
The same time they gave me that report, I judged it. Why? Because I'm here, because I know where I come from and I know where I'm going, and the one that sent me is with me. So because I know who I am a living judgment.
Did y'all hear that? Yes.
You're a living judgment.
Yes.
At that place that you be at every day, you're a living judgment.
That's good.
Yeah. You go into that place and judge that place. I'm not talking about judge like y'all know we be judging people and talking about people. That's not that.
No.
It's righteous judgment.
Right.
You're supposed to be bringing equality to God in that place.
That's right.
You become a judgment. You show up and that place realizes I'm not up to par. Come on, y'all. Everybody say amen. Just say amen. Come on. When you show up, you become a judgment that there's more. I'm trying to figure out how to say it. When you show up, you become a judgment that, hold up, I'm living below my means. What are you doing?
Yes.
I'm a living judgment. He says, I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Why? Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father.
Yes.
So when you pray, pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So now my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. So now you can say that too. I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. Watch this. As I hear, say it.
As I hear,
I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. You got to answer every time something come up now. See, you're convincing your faith is a conviction of truth. This is what faith is. I know we didn't all these definitions. I looked it up. I hit the Strong's for the Hebrew and the Greek. It says it's a conviction of truth. I know we said acting and believing on the word and all. It's a conviction of truth. So as I say the truth, I become convicted and convinced of the truth of who I am. And I don't say anything else outside of that. Convicted of truth, right? Convicted of truth. Well, who's the truth? I didn't say what the truth was. Who the truth? Come on, continue in my word. You and my disciples indeed. Verse 32, you know it's our favorite one. Go ahead, y'all. I'm going to let y'all read it. Verse 32, ready, read.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall
be. Oh, that's a person. Oh, that's not no information. No, we're trying to get a revelation. The revelation is you. You're the thing that's being unfolded and revealed. And ye shall, I'm the way, John 14. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth. Uh-oh, make it a person now, right? I'm the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but me. Okay, so now ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Free. Free from that fake identity. Come on. Free from that fake life you've been living. Free from that limited situation. Yeah. You'll be free from it. You shall know the truth. And I read John 8:32, and we quote it for years, but then it's not till I went back and I realized that the truth was that I know where I come from and I know where I'm going.
Amen.
And that's the truth. And the one that sent me is with me. You said he's in you? I like that. Yeah, he's in me. He's in me because I'm in the Father.
The Father
in me. Yeah. So the one that sent me is in me.
That's right.
Come on, say it.
The Father that sent me.
Come on, say the one that sent me is in me. Greater is he that is. Yeah. Give you confidence on it.
Yes.
So there should be no more fear. Like, there should be no more worry, no more concern. We don't have to pray amiss anymore. Praying these hoping prayers or hoping something come through. We got one eye open, hoping something happen. We ain't got to do that no more because I know where I come from and I know where I'm going and the one that sent me is with me. So as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. Our Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I go through in the morning now. It's been about 3 days.
Come on.
Yeah. But he showed it to me. Our Father who art in heaven, I'll be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. I ain't praying for nothing else because I know your will is better than what I can pray for. Sometimes my prayers are poisoned. Sometimes my prayers are poisoned with the system, and they got me praying for what they trying to make me think the answer is. And so, no, I'm getting, because I got the power of God in me. Say, the power of God is in me. So when I make a request, it starts coming my way. But sometimes the things that I'm requesting is coming my way aren't the things that's lined up with the will.
Yeah.
So I ain't got to worry about none of it. Thy kingdom come.
Thy
come on, say it. Thy kingdom come. Yeah. Thy will be done. I'll be praying like this. I'll be like, look, Lord, look, let me keep it a buck. Can I keep it a buck?
Yeah.
Can I keep it 100 in here?
Yeah.
Y'all can keep it 100 too.
Yeah.
You are not in control.
Right.
Come on, say, I am not in control. Do y'all realize that we are spinning on a sphere called Earth? And if we go 2 inches out of orbit or other way, we either gonna freeze to death or burn to death. We are not in control. I had nothing to do with how this thing was made. I had nothing to do with how I got here. I just know that I got here. And now I know that I'm sent here. And the one that sent me, yeah. So I stopped being a control freak. Y'all know that, right? That's where that stress come from. That's where anxiety come from. Anxiety comes from trying to control it. Because you were told that you got to be in control. You don't have to be in control. He's in control.
Yeah.
And he the one that sent me. And he with me. I know where I come from. Come on, say it with me. I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going, and the one that sent me is with me. Now listen, stop minimizing the statement with your limited mind. Well, I don't really know where I'm going. Say it by faith. Don't it say your steps are ordered? Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going, and the one that sent me is with me. I ain't really got to say nothing else, because we done just fixed it. The Lord is with me. Say, the Lord is with me. Come on, say it. The Lord is with me. Come on, say it again. The Lord is with me. Come on, say it. The Lord is with me. Come on, say, the Lord is in me. You should know the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. The truth is, I know where I come from. The truth is, I was sent here. I'm not an accident. It wasn't happenstance. It wasn't just a chance that I got here. I was sent along. I was sent here. The moment that I got here, God had a plan. Yeah. So my submission is, I yield to the plan. Come on, say it. I yield to the plan. Now, I'm watching. Say it again. Say, I yield to the plan.
I yield to the plan.
God's plan don't lose.
God's plan don't lose. Amen.
It looked like it was going to lose when they started nailing him.
That's right.
And they started whooping him. And he started bleeding. And he wasn't strong enough to carry it. It looked like he was going to lose, huh? Yeah, but it already was planned.
Yeah.
Jesus started talking. He said, what am I going to say? I'm so heavy. I'm nervous. He said, but what am I going to say? I was called here for this.
Yeah.
I was sent for this very moment.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, stop crying and start saying. When the next issue come up, stop crying and yelling, talking about, give me. Jesus makes a statement. I know why he says it now. Jesus says, resist not evil. I didn't understand what he was saying. But he says, resist not evil. But now I understand. He said, you ain't got to resist evil, because you just go all through it. Because there's a resurrection on the other side of it. Because I was sent here. I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going, and the one that sent me is with me. The enemy can't stop me if he wanted to. The only person that can stop me is me. And I ain't stopping me. Come on, say it. Shake your head. I ain't stopping me. Give somebody a high five. Say, I ain't stopping me. Stopping me. Yeah, Lord. I ain't stopping me. Yeah. I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. I'm gonna read it. You can put it on the screen. John chapter 15, verse 16, and it's an important thing that Jesus starts saying. John chapter 15 is a powerful chapter. You get some good stuff reading John if you just spend some time in there. He says, I'm the vine, you the branches. Every branch of me that bear not fruit, I cut it off. Every branch of me that bear fruit, I purge it, that it can bear more fruit. Verse 7, y'all know it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. But he says something real important in verse 16. He says, watch this. You have not chosen me. Boy, that's something. Hey. They give me hope, because if it was up to me, I'd probably make the wrong choice. Y'all know that I choose the wrong tree. Y'all know we did it. I choose the wrong tree. No. You ain't chose me. But I've chosen you, and I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Watch this. And whatsoever you ask the Father, he may give it to. Listen. And in that day, today is that day. He said in another chapter in John, he said, in that day, you're not going to ask me nothing. That was Jesus was saying. In that day, you're not going to ask me nothing. And don't say that I'm going to pray to you because the Father loves you.
Yes.
He said, you're going to go to the Father for yourself. Why? Because I know where I come from. and I know where I'm going, and the one that sent me is with me. I'm going to say it again. So as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I'm seeking not my own will, but the will of the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Come on, somebody give him praise in here. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for sending us. We know that we are sent ones now. I'm sent. I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. I'm glad that you're with me. Emmanuel, God is with us. Thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Come on, somebody yell. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Ah, it's a load off, it's a load off. It's a load off, it's a load off. It's a load off, amen. Amen, 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 amen. All right, come on, y'all calm down. My clock on zero. Come on, you're not about to get me in trouble, amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, you may be seated.